In a world increasingly dominated by technological medicine and synthetic pharmaceuticals, Rosemary Gladstar's Herbal Healing for Women stands as a revolutionary bridge between ancient wisdom and modern wellness. This remarkable book has become a cornerstone text in the herbal renaissance movement, with over 500,000 copies sold and endorsements from celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow and wellness leaders like Dr. Andrew Weil. What makes this work so culturally significant is how it reclaims a healing tradition that was nearly lost, the feminine art of herbalism that flourished for thousands of years before being systematically suppressed during the witch hunts of the 14th century, when thousands of women healers were persecuted. Today, as women increasingly seek alternatives to pharmaceutical approaches, Gladstar's work offers not just practical remedies, but a profound reconnection to our ancestral wisdom. For millennia, women have been the primary keepers of herbal knowledge, gathering plants by moonlight and creating powerful medicines for their communities. These wise women understood natural cycles and rhythms, developing their expertise through intuitive communication with plants and passing this wisdom from mother to daughter. This feminine healing tradition thrived until facing two devastating challenges: the witch hunts that executed thousands of women healers, and later, the Industrial Revolution that elevated technological medicine while dismissing traditional practices. The good news is that we're witnessing a remarkable renaissance as women reclaim their herbal heritage. This revival isn't simply about finding natural alternatives to pharmaceuticals. It represents a fundamental reconnection with Earth's wisdom and our own intuitive healing powers. Many women are rediscovering herbalism through direct experience with plants, whether by growing healing gardens, addressing personal health journeys, or awakening ancient memories buried within their DNA. Contrary to popular misconception, herbalism and Western medicine aren't opposing forces, but complementary approaches representing feminine and masculine healing energies. While allopathic medicine excels at emergency care, herbs build and restore the system without side effects. Most non-emergency situations respond beautifully to herbal treatments, from everyday problems like bruises and colds to providing crucial support during serious illnesses. Women's bodies have a special affinity for plant medicine. Herbs provide deep nourishment to female organs and heal imbalances in what Gladstar poetically calls the deep, moist places of our female being. When used alongside conventional treatments, herbs can reduce medication side effects while providing fundamental support for the body's healing processes. As herbs regain recognition, they face scientific scrutiny that often produces misleading results. Western science typically analyzes herbs by extracting isolated chemicals rather than studying them as whole entities, frequently producing findings that contradict centuries of empirical evidence. The sassafras and comfrey controversies exemplify this problem. Both herbs were restricted based on isolated compounds causing problems in lab animals, while their long history of safe use in traditional forms was ignored. What science often fails to recognize is that a plant's whole composition is greater than its isolated parts, with compounds that work synergistically and often contain natural safeguards against toxicity. Learning herbalism requires blending ancient wisdom with modern understanding. Though we've lost the grandmother-to-granddaughter teaching tradition, herbalism remains an intuitive art that's remarkably accessible. The most effective approach combines the simpler's method, using local, effective, non-toxic plants, with a touch of scientific knowledge. This balanced approach honors both traditional wisdom and modern research. The plants themselves are herbalism's greatest teachers. Beyond book learning, direct experience with plants reveals the magic and beauty of the green world. Sitting with plants, observing their colors, scents, and relationships develops peace, joy, and wisdom while awakening intuition. Even urban dwellers can connect with plants through simple acts like preparing herbal teas or keeping potted herbs. One powerful exercise involves finding a tree that beckons you, embracing it fully, and opening yourself to its energy and voice. Trees have strong, supportive energy, and their voices are surprisingly easy to hear when we're receptive. This direct communion with plants forms the foundation of authentic herbal practice. Beginning herbalists should select a small group of herbs to study deeply rather than accumulating many they barely know. Essential pantry herbs include cayenne for circulation and bleeding, chamomile for stress and inflammation, comfrey for wound healing, dandelion for liver and kidney support, echinacea for immune strengthening, garlic as a natural antibiotic, ginger for digestive and menstrual issues, and golden seal as an effective antibiotic, though it should be cultivated, not wildcrafted, due to endangerment. The quality of herbs determines the effectiveness of your remedies. Look for wildcrafted or organic herbs, which indicate they were grown and harvested with care. Quality herbs should maintain their vibrant color, distinctive scent, potent taste, and medicinal effectiveness. Growing or wildcrafting your own herbs is ideal, though city dwellers can purchase from reputable suppliers. While hands-on experience with plants is vital, researching herbs before using them provides essential background knowledge. A good herbal library should include at least 3 reliable reference books for cross-referencing. When selecting herbals, prioritize those written by practicing herbalists rather than just researchers. Different herbals may occasionally contradict each other because herbalism remains an individualistic art. Each herbalist writes from personal experience with plants that have their own life force. Preparing herbs is similar to cooking food. Both require basic rules, creativity, simple tools, and an understanding of transformation. While quality herbal products can be purchased, handmade preparations are superior and surprisingly simple to create. The Simplers approach to herbology blends traditional art with just enough scientific knowledge to be effective without hindering creativity. Herb teas combine ancient elemental forces of fire, air, water, and plant life in a simple yet profound healing art. Though often overlooked in our fast-paced world, properly prepared medicinal teas provide essential healing qualities and involve us directly in our own wellness. They're particularly effective for chronic conditions when used consistently over time. For delicate plant parts like leaves, flowers, and seeds, infusions, tisanes, extract vitamins, mucilage, and volatile oils. 4 effective methods include pouring boiling water over herbs and steeping, covered for 10 to 20 minutes, placing herbs in cold water and slowly heating until just before boiling, steeping overnight in a covered container, or making solar infusions by placing herbs in water in direct sunlight. For tougher plant materials like roots, barks, and nuts, decoctions extract constituents by simmering covered for 15 to 20 minutes. Consistency is crucial for herbal effectiveness. For chronic conditions, drink 3 to 4 cups daily for 3-4 months, with 1 to 2 rest days weekly. For acute problems, take small, frequent doses, 1/4 cup every half hour, until symptoms improve. The author suggests brewing a quart in the morning and drinking throughout the day for convenience. Medicinal herbal oils serve as bases for salves, massage oils, and other preparations. For best results, use quality olive oil, extra virgin for medicinal purposes, and completely dry herbs to prevent mold. 4 effective methods for making herbal oils include solar infusion, placing herbs and oil in a glass jar in sunlight for 2 weeks, oven extraction, using low heat with herbs and oil in containers partially submerged in water, double boiler method, simmering herbs and oil for 30 to 60 minutes, and crockpot method, allowing for long, slow infusion. Salves, medicinal oils solidified with beeswax, are remarkably easy to make yet look professional and work effectively. The basic recipe involves preparing a medicinal oil, straining it, adding beeswax, 1/4 cup per cup of oil, heating until melted, testing consistency, and pouring into containers. Properly stored in a cool, dark place, salves can last for months or even years without added preservatives. Herbal medicine can be delivered through homemade pills and capsules, each with distinct advantages. Pills are simple to make and can be formulated to taste pleasant enough for children to enjoy. The process involves mixing powdered herbs with honey or maple syrup to form a sticky paste, adding a tiny drop of essential oil for flavor, thickening with slippery elm or comfrey root powder, rolling into small balls, and drying them. When properly dried, these pills don't require refrigeration and last indefinitely. Capsules offer a non-threatening way to take herbal medicine, though they're not always the most effective delivery method since they must pass through the digestive system before the medicine enters the bloodstream. In contrast, liquid forms like tinctures enter the bloodstream more quickly. Still, capsules are convenient, tasteless, and familiar to most people. The encapsulation process is simple and meditative, requiring finely powdered herbs and empty gelatin capsules. Tinctures, highly concentrated liquid herbal extracts, are perfectly suited to modern busy lifestyles. They offer numerous advantages: exceptional longevity, alcohol tinctures last for years, compact storage, making them ideal for travel and first aid kits, ease of administration, especially valuable during acute illness, simple preparation, and cost efficiency when made at home. Making tinctures the traditional way is delightfully simple. Just chop herbs finely, preferably fresh, place in a clean jar, and completely cover with menstruum, solvent, plus 2-3 extra inches. Cover tightly and let macerate in a warm, dark place for 4 to 6 weeks, shaking daily. After steeping, strain through cheesecloth, squeezing out every drop, and store in dark bottles away from light and heat. Herbal syrups are the sweetest and most palatable of herbal preparations, making them ideal for children and those unaccustomed to bitter medicinal herbs. The author's preferred method involves simmering herbs in water until reduced by half, straining, then adding honey or other sweetener. Optional additions include brandy for flavor, preservation, and relaxant properties, essential oils, and fruit concentrates for flavor and added nutrients. Creating your own herbal medicine chest brings the satisfaction of continuing an ancient healing tradition. A well-stocked medicine chest includes a couple of salves, disinfectant liniment, muscle liniment, cough syrup, and tinctures tailored to your family's needs. Having these remedies organized and accessible ensures they're available whenever needed. Our culture teaches young women that menstruation is merely a messy inconvenience, rather than a powerful transition into womanhood. The first menstrual flow is often met with fear and apprehension instead of celebration and support. Simple, contemporary ceremonies can honor young women entering menarche, including gathering older women to share stories and symbolic gifts, private mother-daughter ceremonies with wishes shared over moonlit tea, or adapting Native American blessing way traditions. Hormonal imbalance causes much of the physical discomfort in early menstruation. These biochemical substances, produced by endocrine glands, influence virtually every bodily activity. Healthy hormonal activity depends on both the liver, which provides building blocks for hormone production, and the endocrine system. When these systems are well nourished, many adolescent symptoms like painful periods, irregular cycles, and acne can be eliminated. Several herbs support liver and endocrine health with no toxicity. Astragalus strengthens the entire system and energizes internal organs. Burdock root nourishes young women with minerals, especially iron, while cleansing the liver and lymph system. Dandelion root both detoxifies and nourishes the liver, aiding digestion and clearing skin problems. Licorice root contains adrenal cortical hormone-like substances and regulates hormone production. Netta leaf serves as an excellent liver and blood tonic, rich in iron and calcium. For menstrual cramps, several herbal teas provide effective relief. Cramp bark tea combines cramp bark, pennyroyal leaf, and ginger root, simmered briefly and taken in small amounts until cramps subside. External remedies include pennyroyal oil, used only externally, massaged over the pelvic area, and a ginger poultice applied with a heating pad on the lower back. As young women begin their journey into womanhood, hormonal regulation can take months or years to develop a smooth rhythm. For comprehensive treatment, a daily regimen should include liver-supporting tea, essential fatty acids from evening primrose or similar oils, endocrine-strengthening tincture, Dong Quai capsules, liquid iron supplements, calcium, and adequate protein. The skin, our largest organ of elimination and assimilation, reflects our internal health. Chronic teenage skin problems signal underlying issues ranging from poor diet to hormonal imbalance. Natural herbal skincare offers gentle correction through carefully selected products free from synthetic ingredients that often worsen the condition. A comprehensive skincare program includes daily cleansing with miracle grains, a gentle soap alternative, followed by tonic astringent to close pores, and light non-oily cream for dry skin, weekly facial masks and herbal steams, and monthly comprehensive treatments. Our fertile years span from first menstruation to final cycle, representing our prime creative period when we form relationships, raise families, and manifest our dreams. Yet these years often bring physical discomfort through menstrual issues, fertility problems, and reproductive ailments. These physical manifestations frequently stem from emotional wounds stored in our reproductive organs, our feminine power center. Many remarkable herbs specifically nourish and heal the female reproductive system. These herbs generally fall into four categories: uterine tonics, that strengthen the reproductive system through vitamins and minerals; emmenagogic herbs, that stimulate normal menstrual flow; hormonal balancers, that normalize endocrine function; and uterine contractors, that promote contractions for various purposes. The liver, our largest and most metabolically diverse internal organ, is the body's master detoxifier and crucial for reproductive health. It manufactures building blocks for hormone production and regulates hormonal activity. When women don't respond to reproductive tonics, shifting focus to liver health often brings success. Menstrual cramps can be debilitating, often treated with aspirin-like medications that suppress symptoms without addressing underlying causes. Herbal therapies offer excellent alternatives with high success rates over time. About 10 days before menstruation, blood calcium levels begin dropping until about 3 days into the cycle. This calcium deficiency causes muscle cramps, headaches, water retention, achiness, depression, and insomnia, symptoms of both painful menstruation and PMS. To prevent monthly cramps, increase calcium intake 10 days before your period through foods like sesame seeds, yogurt, seaweeds, and dark leafy greens. Drink hormonal regulator tea for 3 weeks monthly and a calcium-rich tea formula for 10 days before menstruation. For active cramping, avoid cold foods and drinks, apply warm compresses, and drink cramp tea every 15 minutes until relief comes. Until recently dismissed as imaginary by the medical community, PMS affects over half of American women. The physical root of PMS involves hormonal imbalances, particularly estrogen components that should be converted by the liver into estriol. When the liver is overburdened, it cannot properly process these hormones, leading to self-poisoning. Treatment focuses on supporting the liver, endocrine, and nervous systems through diet and herbs. The vagina's warm, moist environment hosts numerous microorganisms that typically exist in balance, maintaining proper acidity, pH 4.0 to 5.0, that prevents harmful overgrowth. When this balance shifts, certain organisms multiply rapidly, causing inflammation and irritation known as vaginitis. While antibiotics effectively kill infection-causing bacteria, they also destroy beneficial bacteria, creating a cycle of reoccurring infections. True healing requires addressing underlying causes rather than just eliminating symptoms. Infertility has become increasingly common in modern times, a stark contrast to earlier generations when preventing pregnancy was the greater concern. In my experience, infertility frequently stems from energetic imbalances in the reproductive system. The organs often feel weak or excessively yin, holding deep emotions and lacking vital warmth. Stress and exhaustion are common culprits. The body may function adequately for daily life, but lack the reserve energy needed for conception. Herbs can help heal reproductive organs and balance hormonal levels while restoring overall vitality. Though less invasive and expensive than medical interventions, herbal therapies should be tried for at least 3 months before expecting results. To boost fertility naturally, I recommend Dong Quai capsules for women or ginseng for men, liquid iron supplements, fertility tonics containing Romania, astragalus, Dong Quai, false unicorn root, wild yam, and Vitex, and regular sitz baths to improve circulation. Pregnancy and childbirth offer us the profound opportunity to participate in the Great Mother's Fertility Plan. This miraculous time brings unique challenges alongside its wonders. Herbs provide both chemical nourishment and life force energy for mother and child. While most pregnancies proceed smoothly with herbal support, complications can arise, requiring modern medical intervention. While many herb books provide extensive blacklists of herbs to avoid during pregnancy, I recommend focusing on what's safe rather than forbidden. use food-grade tonic herbs daily: alfalfa, nettle, dandelion, raspberry leaf, oat straw, melissa, and chamomile. Avoid toxic herbs like tansy, rue, cotton root bark, and pennyroyal oil. Skip herbs that stimulate menstruation, as they can cause uterine contractions. My recommended pregnancy herbs include blackhaw, prevents miscarriage by quieting uterine muscles; blessed thistle, stimulates mammary blood flow and milk production; burdock root, nourishing with vitamins and minerals; chamomile, calming, digestive aid, anti-inflammatory; cramp bark, prevents stress-related miscarriage; dandelion, rich in vitamins A, calcium, and iron; ginger, relieves morning sickness; and red raspberry leaf, tones uterine muscles, rich in iron. Morning sickness affects about half of all pregnant women, typically during the first trimester. The causes include hormonal changes, shifting dietary needs, insufficient B vitamins, and low blood sugar. B vitamins, especially B6, are essential. Pregnant women deplete these water-soluble vitamins quickly under pregnancy stress. Herbal remedies include wild yam compound, ginger root tea, ginger peppermint tea, and peach leaf tea blend. The final weeks before birth are ideal for preparing your herbal birthing kit. Include traditional birthing herbs like lavender, lemon balm, and rosemary to bring courage. Essential herbs for labor and postnatal care include blue cohosh for stimulating contractions, chamomile for relaxation, comfrey for healing cares, fennel seed for increasing milk flow, nettle for energy and milk production, and raspberry leaf for muscle tone. Just as puberty marked our emergence as young women, menopause marks the completion of that cycle and entrance into womanhood's third major phase. Though most women experience menopause between ages 40 to 55, only 10% find symptoms disagreeable enough to seek medication, while 80% find symptoms tolerable and 10% experience no disagreeable symptoms at all. The hormonal transition begins years before menstruation ceases, with gradual decreases in estrogen and progesterone production. Eventually, the ovaries stop releasing monthly eggs and secrete less estrogen, while progesterone production declines. The adrenal glands take over producing small amounts of estrogen until around age 70, but often these glands are depleted from years of stress and poor nutrition. Many menopausal symptoms mirror adrenal stress: nervous disorders, depression, irritability, fatigue, and mood swings. The three most predominant symptoms are hot flashes, vaginal dryness, and emotional instability, though others may include insomnia, stiffening joints, osteoporosis, and dry skin. Fortunately, all symptoms are temporary and correctable through proper nutrition, exercise, and herbal support. A well-balanced diet supports a harmonious menopausal transition. Essential nutrients include calcium to prevent osteoporosis and hot flashes, found in seaweeds, yogurt, almonds, sesame seeds, dark leafy greens; iron to keep blood oxygen-rich and prevent fatigue; vitamin E to help with hot flashes, muscle cramps, and vaginal dryness; bee pollen as a complete protein with 22 amino acids, minerals, and vitamins; spirulina for protein and B vitamins; dong quai to tone reproductive organs and regulate hormones; and ginseng to build life force and overcome fatigue. Herbal formulas strengthen and tone the endocrine system, particularly supporting the adrenal glands as they take over estrogen production after the ovaries cease. For effectiveness, herbs must be used consistently over an extended period, providing gradual but lasting results rather than instant relief. The endocrine tonic for menopause combines herbs like licorice, wild yam, sassafras, and dong quai, while the capsule formula incorporates black cohosh, kelp, and motherwort. Hot flashes affect about 75% of menopausal women, varying widely in frequency and duration. While their exact cause isn't fully understood, they may result from vasomotor instability, increased FSH production, or hormone changes irritating blood vessels. Effective remedies include switching to a grains-based diet, eliminating sugars, consuming calcium and vitamin E-rich foods, drinking sage tea, and using specific herbal formulas. Decreased estrogen production during menopause can cause thinning and dryness of vaginal walls. Rather than resorting to potentially risky estrogen creams, natural remedies include taking vitamin E supplements, drinking plenty of water, using herbal formulas, and applying herbal ointments with comfrey, St. John's wort, and calendula. Aloe vera / slippery elm paste provides soothing lubrication, while natural oils serve as lubricants during sex. Osteoporosis, affecting about 25% of American women, causes gradual bone loss leading to skeletal deformities and fractures. While more prevalent after menopause due to estrogen changes, bone loss actually begins in our 30s. The American high-protein, high-fat diet contributes significantly to this condition. Lack of exercise is perhaps the greatest contributor. Studies show menopausal women who exercise vigorously for an hour daily can increase bone calcium by 1/3. While estrogen replacement therapy effectively masks menopausal symptoms, it carries serious risks. Most concerning is endometrial cancer. Women on ERT for 7+ years face 14 times the normal risk. Other side effects include water retention, weight gain, breast tenderness, depression, mood swings, and breakthrough bleeding. Perhaps most problematic is how ERT masks this natural life transition, reflecting our culture's youth obsession. Ultimately, menopause represents a time of quiet power and inner strength, a threshold where the wisdom of the crone awaits those who seek it. By embracing this transition with herbal support rather than suppressing it, women can emerge with renewed vitality and deeper connection to their authentic selves. This comprehensive collection introduces herbs particularly useful for women's health. Many of these valuable plants grow abundantly in backyards and neighborhoods, making them accessible healing allies for women. Each herb has become a familiar plant ally to the author through years of practice. Angelica has a rich history as the herb of the angel, revealed to a monk seeking plague remedies. Its warming properties promote circulation throughout the body, with special affinity for the female reproductive system, relieving pelvic congestion and menstrual irregularities. Black cohosh works primarily through its estrogenic action, regulating and normalizing hormone production, making it valuable for menopausal women. Black haw excels at quieting the uterus, making it valuable for threatened miscarriage, uterine cramps, and dysmenorrhea. Blessed thistle is most renowned for stimulating blood flow to the mammary glands, increasing and enriching mother's milk. Blue cohosh, known as papoose root or squaw root by Native Americans, was used to ensure easier childbirth. Chamomile is beloved for its soft power, gentle yet effective healing properties for nervous system disorders, inflammation, and women's health issues arising from stress and tension. Comfrey excels at mending bones, healing wounds, and soothing mucous membranes, though controversy exists regarding its internal use. Cramp bark stands as one of the finest uterine nervines available, remarkably effective at relaxing uterine muscles. Dandelion root excels as a liver remedy that helps regulate hormone production in the female reproductive system, while the leaf serves as one of the safest and most effective natural diuretics available. Dong Quai, often called the female ginseng, strengthens and balances the uterus when used over extended periods. False unicorn root contains steroidal saponins that are precursors of estrogen and acts as an amphoteric, normalizing hormonal production. Ginger promotes circulation throughout the entire system, particularly benefiting women's reproductive problems by directing blood to the pelvic area and relieving blockages. Hops has strong estrogenic properties that regulate and balance hormonal production, discovered when female hops pickers noticed their menstrual cycles arrived prematurely. Lady's mantle has long been associated with magical healing qualities, treating menstrual irregularities with its rich tannin content that curbs heavy flow. Lavender combines beauty with powerful healing properties, traditionally used to bring courage and strength during childbirth. Licorice normalizes hormone production through its estrogenic properties, with glycyrrhizin structurally similar to adrenal cortical hormones. Motherwort treats both the heart and female reproductive system, ideal for menstrual cramps with scanty flow, menstrual stress, water retention, and PMS. Mugwort excels as a uterine stimulant for delayed or suppressed menstruation and helps regulate cycles in young women entering their moon time. Nettle is an herbal wonder treasured since antiquity, rich in iron, calcium, vitamin A, and chlorophyll, helping with PMS, excessive menstruation, and menopausal symptoms. Pennyroyal herb, not the toxic oil, is effective for stimulating menstruation, easing cramps, and facilitating labor. Raspberry leaf has been recognized worldwide as a powerful uterine tonic with fragarine that tones and relaxes pelvic and uterine muscles. Shepherd's purse excels at stopping hemorrhaging, effectively arresting excessive menstrual flow when taken alone or combined with yarrow. Squavine is an exceptional woman's tonic that excels at toning and nourishing the uterus. Valerian is one of the most potent herbs for the nervous system, relieving menstrual tension, cramps, and providing stability during menopause. Vitex stimulates the pituitary gland, increasing luteinizing hormones, enhancing progesterone, while inhibiting follicle-stimulating hormone, normalizing estrogen, making it exceptional for treating painful or irregular periods, infertility, PMS, and menopausal problems. Wild yam contains high concentrations of steroidal saponins that yield diastogenin, providing essential building blocks for progesterone and cortisone production. Yarrow decreases heavy menstrual bleeding when taken several days before menstruation begins, with its amphoteric action both stimulating and relaxing uterine muscles. Through these plant allies, women can reconnect with nature's healing wisdom and their own innate capacity for self-healing. As we reclaim this ancient knowledge, we not only address our individual health concerns, but participate in a larger movement of restoring balance between humanity and the natural world that sustains us.